Now, arguably the biggest news for this week is the news from World Rugby that the Springboks assistant coach Rassie Erasmus has been banned from all rugby for 2 months and furthermore is banned from all match day activities until September 2022. Now, as you can imagine, every worm in South Africa is furious with this ruling. This is all, of course, due to Erasmus's in-depth analysis, shall we say, of Australian referee Nick Berry's officiating during the Springboks' first test loss to the British and Irish Lions in July. Now, apparently, Berry said that him and his family were traumatized after the video was posted due to all the backlash he received. Ach, shame piece, oh Nick. Have you maybe thought about the fact that Rassie had 62 minutes worth of reason to show how crappy your officiating was? And in more political news, President Ramaphosa has announced the four possible candidates for the position of Chief Justice in South Africa. Mbuyisile Madlanga, Mandisa Maya, Dunstan Mlambo and Raymond Zondo are the four contenders for the most pointless position in South Africa. Why, you ask? Because, let's be honest, justice is something that very rarely happens in South Africa. Many an apartheid figure got away scot-free, Jacob Zuma doesn't want to answer for his sins against the country, and the Guptas are still living their best life with your tax money in Dubai. Maybe we should just retire that position, Mr. President. And in some international news, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai's whereabouts and safety are still not known after she accused a high political figure in China, Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli, of sexual assault on Chinese social media. When she posted this message, it was swiftly removed and coincidentally, I'm sure, went missing shortly afterwards. Nobody knows where she is and if she is fine. As per the Chinese government, no news has been provided about a person that doesn't believe in a free world and has anything bad to say about their government. The same government that doesn't give a toss about climate change or political peace. Which just goes to show, once again I might add, women are still living in fear to come out and proclaim the truth. And that is what the heck happened this week.
Are you just waiting for the day to end?
I want to break free!
By all means, move at a glacial pace.
Let the Pick FM Drive Show take you there in style.
Baby. This is your drive show.
On 93.6.